Hey everybody, what is going on? We are back. The lighting is never good at me at my house, so
Thanks for reminding me about mine.
right. Well, audio only, guys are listening on audio, you don't care. But on YouTube, sorry. Welcome back to the TV Cave podcast. My name is Jeri. As always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host, the beautiful, the talented, the amazing.
All of that, Ashley
As
Sheree here.
always,
Hi,
I love
everyone.
Ashley so much. I have a girl crush on her, so yes.
Love you too, boo.
Yes. Before we go any further, I gotta give our sponsor Handful a shout out. You guys know I gotta let you know. Handful offers the ultimate versatility, comfort, and style with its sports bras, providing unparalleled support and a perfect fit for every activity, as featured in Shape, Oxygen, and Runner's World. Customers say the best sports bra I've ever owned. Excuse me. Enjoy an exclusive discount with our promo code Real Chatter, REEL Chatter. At checkout, and we do get a small commission when you use that promo code. So thank you very much, handful.com.
Yes, make sure you
Yes.
get that.
Since you're already online at handful.com, head over to the TVcave.com where we bring you even more TV and you get more of our thoughts from our whole entire writing staff. There's movies there, there's primetime, there's
Soaps.
yes, daytime TV, Soap Wire. There's links to the all our podcast episodes, the Soap Wire podcast, which is also a part of the TV Cave. So yes, interviews, all that. Head over to the TVcave.com for even more TV, your ultimate TV hideouts. Yay. All right.
Yay.
I feel like such a newscaster.
You got to get all of that out. I mean, it's a lot to say. I mean, come on now, come and visit the site. Stop playing
Yes.
with us.
Work so hard. We all work so hard on this site, pumping those
Never.
out. So any shows we don't talk about, say for instance, because maybe Ashley doesn't watch or I don't watch, you may find it on the TVcave.com, like Mobland, 1923, Doctor Who, because I'm a nerd at
You
heart.
love 1923 though, so it's
I love
hot.
1923. It is all there at the TVcave.com. So brand new name, brand new look. We're here. Which you know, we try to chuck along with the big boys, with the TV lines and the Telltale TVs. And I love those websites. I love those websites. So we have, I mean, me and Ashley, before we got on here, we have a lot to talk about. Now is the time my cat is sitting here playing with those bell toys, if y'all can hear that. My cat has now just decided to run around chasing his little toy mice and have bells on it. So if that's what y'all hear, I apologize because this might.
You know, that always happens when you're doing something, then people want to do things. Like, that's why I feel like anytime that I'm recording, then people want to call me. Why are you call
He was just asleep for like all this time. I have on this damn recording and now he's out here playing games. Shut up, Gryffindor. Yes, his
probably
name.
jumped up like she recorded?
I'm a Harry Potter fan and his name is Gryffindor. So
That's cute.
yeah, thank you. So we were just talking about 911. Ashley didn't watch it. I watched it. I
Yeah,
was
Dre, I didn't watch it because I knew it was gonna happen.
yeah.
Like, I saw all of the, like, and also, usually I am a spoiler girl. Like, so I do like to know the spoilers and then I watch it anyways. But with this, I didn't like it. So I was like, I don't want to watch it. So, like, no.
I said it. I have the review. Like I said, it's on tvcave.com. I knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. We talked about it the last two podcasts, like, and we said spoiler warning. You know, this is out here. I don't know why they thought they could film outside LA and nobody was going to care.
Girl,
Nobody's going to see them filming this.
girl,
And I still wasn't ready. I was just like, no, like really, Bobby of all people, when Eddie's annoying ass was right there.
right there. But also, they didn't try to like fake the funk. Like, they could have even had Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, like, you know, like they could have swapped it out. They could have had Angela's character walk. You know, and then also have Jennifer Love Hewitt's character walk. So, and when people got photos, we wouldn't know. So then that would have
Right.
also kept the element of surprise because it was him and Chimney there. And I understand it would have been more money, but I mean, come on now, because now people are pissed. When I tell you, Jerry, people are pissed. People are
Oh, I've
pissed, and
seen
they're.
it. Even though I'm not on Twitter anymore, the people are pissed on Blue Sky. I've seen it, and then comments I've read on other review sites. Like I said, I visit other sites, you know, like TV Line had an interview with the showrunner, and they had, you know, in the interview had said, you know, like, you know, it was spoiled. And they were like, oh, we were just so naive. We didn't think. I'm like, you had to have known.
Come on now.
I
It
feel
is a
like the
popular
salt and
show.
flow, yeah, in the backlash.
It's not like your ratings went down that bad. Like, no. And also, I was, and this is me making an assumption, and you know what they say about an assumption. I thought maybe Peter wanted to leave because he's been
That's
in
what
multiple
I
hit
thought.
shows. So I was just like, oh, okay, like maybe he's leaving. But to know that they thought that this was a good idea shows that they're not really in tune with their fans. There are so many other characters that could have been X'd out. And it also reminds me of 911 Lone Star, when old girl,
Great
what's her name,
Sierra
Rebecca,
McLean.
yes, not bringing her back, and her character and Judd, Grace and Judd, were like the it couple. And then also, it's like, once again, another the it couple, and this is what you're doing. It doesn't make any sense. Now, Peter wanted to leave. Okay, Peter is well respected, great actor, multiple hit shows. To be honest, he could do what he wanted to do. But to know that you guys thought that this was a good idea and that there wouldn't be any backlash from the fans is absolutely insane. Like, when shows try this, I have seen it backfire to the point where they get canceled.
Hello, Sleepy Hollow. Hello,
Yes.
Amsterdam. And
Yes.
like, what is Sleepy Hollow, New Amsterdam, 911 Lone Star, and 911 all have in common? Female black leads. Isn't that
Okay.
interesting?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And you try to take a hatchet to their couple. Okay, you can say that Judd and Grace, it really wasn't a hatchet, but the fact that you sent her away and we didn't see her, and knowing how much they loved each other, like, come on now.
That was so
Like,
out of character and a slap in the face. I did not watch and will don't plan on watching the last season of 911 Lone Star. That's why they got canceled. Good for them. But I mean, that is so out of character from what we have seen in their relationship.
Yes.
Obviously, yes, she's very religious. But to leave her newborn baby and her husband to go on a
Yes.
mission, there's no way in the world you spun that to make sense for me. You should have just killed her.
Yeah, just killed her,
You should
or
have just killed her.
I can't see her leaving her newborn. Like, if she would have took her with her and they went somewhere, or like even like saying that she had a sick family member and they took the baby and then Judd would go and visit them sometimes. Like, I can more so get behind that storyline than her going on a mission, leaving her kid, her husband, her parents. That didn't make any sense. And also, girl, don't get me started on New Amsterdam. I'm one of the
Kind of shot
people who
themselves in the
waited
foot with
for
that.
ever. Like, I still have an imprint in my brain of when that couple finally got together and how they laid the. First of all, it took years on top of years to get them together. And then in one swell swoop, in the next season, it was just like gone. And I was sitting there like, wait, what the hell? After that intense scene of them finally being together, this is what you do?
It killed the internet. I was on Twitter during that time, and I really think the fans shot themselves in the foot with that because I do feel like they kind of bullied the showrunners into the couple. So the showrunners were like, here, damn, and then psych. Like, I really, that's how I felt like it was retaliatory against the fans. That's how it came off to me. And they really, like, all these shows really should have learned their lesson from Sleepy Hollow. You took away Nicole Beharie, and Sleepy Hollow tanked.
Tanked after that, and
Tanked.
it the whole show in general, I felt like tanked after that, because after that, I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
I'm not
Like,
watching it. The whole point was them two together, and I didn't even really necessarily wanted them in a romantic relationship. They just had great chemistry as partners, and it's like you couldn't pay that girl what she wanted. It was a hit show. I specifically remember Fox like renewing that show after like three episodes because the ratings were like crazy. And they
You
renewed it
should.
so early, and it's like, and then I should have known because the second season they got rid of Orlando Jones, I think, like really quickly, and everybody's like, for so I should the writing was like on the wall with them, but
They were, what is that old saying that they always say? It's something about, just don't touch, I was about to, just
you
don't touch it when it's good.
can
Like,
curse.
just
I
leave
always
it
mark it
alone.
explicit, yeah.
You don't need to recreate the formula if the formula you have is already working.
Right, and
Like,
I'm surprised about 911 because Angela Bassett serves as an executive producer. So I'm kind of like, well, why wasn't she looking out? I don't want to, I'm not going to talk about my Auntie Angela like that, but it's just weird because I would think she would have some pull.
What, how much power does she really have? You
Yeah,
can have the
I don't
title
know.
and not
Yeah.
really, still get paid to have a title, but do you really have that much
That's what
say?
I'm
Like,
saying.
you
Like,
know what
how
I'm
much
saying?
say does she have? I would assume, like you said, assuming she would have fought for Sierra McLean. She and like I like you, I was just like, oh well, Peter's just tired, he's done it for 8 seasons. What else can he do? Yada yada yada. He was kind of hinting at it in early interviews. So when that interview came out on TV Line, and they were like, "Well, no, it was a creative decision from us." I was like, "Huh? That's who
Right.
you chose? The heart of the show? Cat?"
That's so many others could have like taken the bullet.
Robbie
That's
was
how
there. I mean, like anybody. I mean, at the,
any
kill Maddie. You don't put her through the
I was
ringer.
thinking I was gonna say that, but I mean, as many times as they have put her in situations of her being at death's door, you might as well. There was even something, and they were like, "Oh, we wanted to do something with realism." When I tell you, a fan was going in, and she was naming all of the crazy stunts that they have done with 911, but that she was like, "But this is rooted in realism, right?" Oh, okay, like
The tsunami, y'all
that's
had
what
the
she
roller
mentioned
coaster
too.
there. Y'all had the baby in the drain. Y'all had like it was the stupid B NATO. I hate this season. I really do hate the season that I'm on. I'm not even gonna lie. The B NATO was
Yes.
stupid. The cruise ship was out of control. And then you put Athena on another cruise ship because your ratings on Dr. Odyssey are dropping. So you send her ass over there thinking you're gonna save Dr. Odyssey. Like this, and it's still not renewed. Like, I mean, come on, realism
That show ain't
911.
getting renewed.
That show's not getting renewed. They would announce it already. I had
Yeah.
someone comment on the on Blue Sky, the TVK podcast, after I posted the review. Someone has said they're not watching anymore because the whole point of 911 is that it's supposed to be fun and campy. And now you're talking, now it's real. Now you want to kill off character like the main character. She said she's not watching. So I get it. It's like, and then plus Angela's ca character already lost her first fiance in the line of duty. They need to kill her second husband
Yes.
in the line of duty. Like, come on, bro. I would thought it would have been Angela Bassett because, you know, her movie career. I don't know how she finds the time. She's in the new Mission
Girl.
Impossible. She did both Black Panther movies. She did that other show on Netflix, Zero Dark Thirty. Zero Day One Zero. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're
Zero
talking
Day One.
about.
And I re reviewed it, sorry. But like, how did she find the time?
It must have it. She must have it in her contract because she's
Yeah.
still in a good amount of episodes too. Because you know when they be
Right.
doing multiple different things, you start to like see it in their episode count. With her, you really don't. So I was like, wow.
They must film around her schedule and the
They
movies, the other
have
shows that
to.
she does, because I don't know how she finds the time.
Because let's keep it a buck. Anybody else on that show, I ain't doing half the things that Angela is doing. Like,
Oh.
and that's just being real. So.
And honestly, I know I say Eddie all the time. Honestly, too, Hen could have went. Honestly,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
other person could have go besides Angela and Peter.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So I mean, that's our thoughts on 911. I won't spend the whole time on 911, even though we could. This could be a whole 911.
But I mean,
But we,
complaining, we could, but no,
yeah, we
we're
gotta
gonna
talk about
move on and
Matlock's
talk about
finale.
the greatest show ever, freaking Matlock. Oh
I've
my
been waiting
God.
for y'all to get to this so we could talk. I thought for weeks it was yours.
The crazy thing is, y'all, I wake up at like 5, 6 in the morning. So I was like, I'm gonna try my hardest to stay up and watch it. I didn't know it was a 2 hour.
It's a
I was like,
two-parter.
oh snap, I don't think I could do this. A girl's knocked out after the second time. I couldn't do it in the second hour. But when I tell you that show is just so good. Oh my God. And also I know that Maddie and Olympia are like friends, but they also give me like a pseudo type of like mother-daughter relationship as well in a way. I love them. I almost cried when they played Fleetwood Mac's Landslide. Ooh, Stevie Nicks sing it, and then like the multiple like flashes. Sometimes I edit, yeah. So like when I was just seeing the multiple flashes of just like their whole relationship, their friendship, like all of that, I just started to cry. I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And I did not present. That was
I
hard.
didn't cry, but I did text you. I cried 911. 911 did they it I almost gave Peter Krause performer of the week because his death was crazy, but I actually ended up giving it to Jason Ritter Julian on Matlock because I figured everybody else that does the performer of the week or the other TV sites were going to give it to him, Peter Krause. So I was like, actually, Jason Ritter did a great job fumbling trying to explain why he took those documents.
Baby, please,
Yeah,
wait,
right.
wait.
He was like, "But please,
Think
baby, please don't hurt me and baby, please."
about our
The
kids, look,
kids,
please.
the twins. I had my, you know how senior is, and she was just like, "This isn't making sense." And I like how they left it open ended with him saying, "Please help me with this," and you don't know what she's gonna do because I understand it's illegal. Maddie's your friend. Well, you just met her. She lied to you. You understand that this has cost or played a part. I hate when they kind of blame. Well, Blex is like, no, your daughter did do drugs too. I mean, she got to take some of the blame. But I
Yeah.
mean, this has played a part
Accountability.
in her daughter's death. I understand
But
that.
probably multiple people's death, if we're being
Multiple
honest.
people's death. But this is the father of her kids. She just met you. This is the
Yeah.
father of her children that's going to now lose his license, could face jail time. I mean, I can understand her being a little hesitant. Like, I have to also protect my family. I understand
True.
her family, but what about my family?
Exactly. But I feel like, too, with Olympia, she just has a real moral compass. So, like, if she wasn't going to say anything, I would, to be honest, I would be very surprised. I do so see her more so as saying something, just with the fact of like, this is wrong. You helped with it, you helped, these people become addicted and die. Like, this isn't something that I can live with either myself, because that's a lot to lay on your conscience to know that, you helped put this drug on the market knowing that it had a high addictive trait to it. So, if someone doesn't have that will or capacity to be like, no, it's also like a double strike X against them, because it has that extra incentive in there for them to become addicted. So that is so much at play there, because I don't know how I would be able to do it to know that, my ex-husband, the father of my children, allowed this drug to go on the market. And now, not only do you have other people losing their children, children are losing their parents too. That's a lot to kind of deal with.
It's a lot on her plate. I would think, I read their interview too. One of the sites interviewed the showrunners, I think. And I remember them mentioning something about like maybe just her starting her own firm. You know, they're not going to give it away for the next season.
Didn't
But
I say something like that?
I mean, that's the only logical step is I know she just made partner, but leave, take Billy, take Sarah, take Matlock. I can't call her Matlock, Maddie, and just.
Ready?
Yeah, and just go. I mean, she could take her clients. She could, I mean, she
Yeah.
could start her own thing from scratch.
I was also thinking too, maybe it might be another mystery with senior next year or something like that. Like, I don't know. I was thinking either she's gonna leave and get her own firm, but I was thinking so more in the lines of that happening if when Kathy Bates decides, you know what, this has been cute, y'all, but I'm done.
Yeah, I'm tired.
So I don't know how they're gonna go with it. I think it could be that, or it could be another type of mystery with like senior, like they don't know that she told. I don't know. These
Senior
creative
pisses me
minds.
off. He pisses me off for the simple fact that he comes to work in jeans and a plaid shirt. It's like the wardrobe and the costume is like high profile. New York City attorneys and this man shows up in jeans. It pisses me off so
He probably like, I did my time. I could dress the way I want to. This
especially I
my
think
this my sh
I know it's his
this
name on the door, but I guess especially too because I literally work in a law firm and it's like my partners never wear jeans. It's like I just I
never.
never jeans are for Fridays only and they never wear jeans. Like we wear jeans. I just saw like it's just bugging me. I'm like, that's how you're supposed to dress. You won't be able
Like,
to go to
girl,
a meeting in jeans like never.
like,
But
don't you do this?
I don't know, man. I don't know where they go from here. I don't know if Olympia. I think she's gonna forgive her because she's really gonna understand now that she knows for sure Julian did it, where
Yep.
she's coming from. Because it's like you're a mother of two kids. You wouldn't do what you had to do. You wouldn't lie to get what you need to save them. Everyone would. Of course, I would. I don't care. I would kill for my daughter. You for my
Yeah.
daughter. I would go to jail for her. Like, I have no choice. That's what I'm supposed to do. It's my job. So
That's just what
I
it is.
like the tension between her and her husband. Like, her husband's like, okay, so can we go back to our like retired life? And Maddie's like, well,
Yeah.
I'm being a lawyer. He's like, well, I want to go back to being retired. That's how.
I Yeah, I like them having that conflict too. They're in their golden
Yeah.
era A's years and they're still having issues, which I feel like is very relatable because
Very.
also they're raising a preteen. We didn't even talk about what he did.
Oh my
That's
God.
gonna cause a whole nother mess too. Because in my mind, I'm like, boy, I know you wanna know who your biological father is, but you just caused something that could basically upend your life too. What if he
Because he
wants
could
to
fight for
take you?
custody. He could definitely
Exactly.
fight for custody. And just because he fights doesn't mean he's going to win, because they are going to take
True.
into account, he has a stable life with the grandparents. He does. We don't know this
Been
guy.
there since forever,
Yeah.
since he was like a baby, like
Yeah, but the father, the rights of the parent is going to trump the rights of the grandparent, unless there's something the mom left someone
unless
something.
a will, that's what I was thinking too,
Yeah.
unless she left a will or something. But I noticed that they actually, but also not forgetting, they won custody from her because of her drug situation.
Yes.
So that might actually play in their favor as well, but also might I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think
He's
that there's things that they'll take into account though.
also old enough though to tell the judge what he
What he
wants.
wants. Yep.
So if it's just like, I just want to see my dad sometimes, like on a weekend basis, whatever, they'll take that into account too. But we don't know him. We don't know his story. We don't know if he's
Not a nothing.
clean. He looks clean. He looks healthy. We don't know. That's a whole, yeah, a whole nother can of worms. And but that also might work in the husband's favor, because he's like, well, the dad could take all, half of the burden off of us because his father's here, so I can go and retire. I can read my paper in my underwear and chill out. So it's like, who knows? But the other part is that girl is gunning for Sarah and
Oh,
ask Christian
yeah.
for One Life to Live. It was so nice to see Christian for One Life to Live. David Romero. Asked him like, oh, well, how did you meet Sarah? How did that come about? She is gunning for that girl. So she's probably gonna
All
get
up in the
in trouble,
business.
all up in the business. She won't get in trouble for taking a client without permission. But
Yeah.
that's really Olivia, damn, Olympia's discretion. I'm thinking of Olivia from
Oh, it's SUV.
Scandal. Yeah.
Wait, it's scared. See, now I said SUV, Special Victims Unit, SVU. What is, girl? Get it together. But
on.
it's so crazy that you mentioned that because I was thinking of Stabler and Olivia when we were talking about heck, it was the one couple in the beginning that we were talking about, but I just
Oh,
completely
was it
forgot it.
Sleepy Hollow?
Yes, they could have not. They have been playing with us for the freaking ever and a day since that show has been on for damn near
Did
30 years.
you watch Organized Crime?
Concerning, yes,
Okay, I
girl.
watched it, yeah. Thank
Yeah,
you for
like
explaining.
30. This is going on for almost 30 years, and they just will not give us Stabler and Benson. I don't know why. I don't know why they continue to do this to the wife is dead. Let them be together. Dead.
Together, you should have told me, because they definitely sent me the screeners for Organized Crime, so I can hand that over to you if you want.
Yeah, girl, because I didn't know if I was gonna watch it, but then you know what made me watch it is because I saw that she was coming on. And they know they're so good for that. So that's what made me watch it and see that. And the first two episodes was actually really, really good. So yeah.
Peacock. I know they said that they were worried it wasn't going to get renewed because it switched from NBC to Peacock, but I feel like Peacock gives them more grace. You know,
Freedom.
they're on there
Yeah, because
cursing
then.
and shit. I'm like,
Yeah,
oh,
that's what I was about to say. I was like, they
yeah.
cussed. I was like, what? Then
Yeah.
I forgot that it was only on P. I was like,
Yeah.
I know they didn't say what I just think they said.
Right. Exactly. So they could get a little bit more grittier, a little bit more nastier with their
Yeah.
storylines. Like, I mean, it was really good. I haven't watched Law and Order in a long time. I fall off of Law and Order and I come back on because it's a lot,
You should
especially
always come
SVU.
back.
Yeah, it's like grades. It pulls me back in. It's always just a lot of like the R word, and I'm just like, I don't want kids to get R word anymore. I'm tired. I'm sad. You
I mean,
know
it is
what's
Special Victims
crazy?
Unit.
My
Yeah, like,
daughter has discovered it via Hulu, and she loves Law and Order SVU.
yeah,
I'm
welcome to the club.
like, hi. Yeah.
Tell her welcome to the club.
I'm like, you like.
Like,
I get it, but I'm like, you're 15. That's crazy to me that you're like these crazy
because it's
stories.
like, it's crime, it's drama, and he gets to figure it out. I mean, they said that like also women love to watch true crime
We do.
documentaries.
We
I
do.
mean, like we used to sit up there and be watching Snapped.
Snapped
Like
was
you
my
did.
shit. I would never miss an episode of Snapped. My husband was getting a little worried. He was like, you watch Snapped a lot. I was like, I know. I know.
Especially like I feel like when we were in our 20s, that used to be the thing. And then also just the different forms of like documentaries. Like why was Netflix to me got really big when the Making of a Murderer. Like everybody was trying to see that documentary based on, you know, they thought that that man had killed, you know, that woman or whatever. So, and he's in jail for it. So I remember that was huge. Even the documentary on the woman in Italy where they accused her of killing, oh, I shouldn't have said, but you know, with the lady in Italy, so that was huge too. Like, I don't know what it is about true crime, but it'd be
Remember
like
that
sign
one
women up.
documentary they had, the Tinder Swindler or whatever it was, that guy
Yeah, yep.
taking that money
Henderson,
from
you're
all
right.
the money from the women, and you're just looking at these women like, how dumb could you be that you cleaned out your savings?
Million.
He didn't pay you back the first time. Why would you send him more money?
They were bugging. Oh
Bugging.
my God, girl. But yeah, sorry. But yeah, like I can always, and also I feel like with SVU, you can always come back because they don't necessarily really focus on their personal lives like that. Here and
We
there, you
don't.
might get a
Yeah.
little bit of something, something, but it's mostly about all of the different cases. So
The
you could
cases,
just
yeah.
turn it on and just watch it like it's
Yeah,
nothing.
you be, it'll be caught up, like you said, because nothing really happened. I mean, Olivia May had a kid, or Carisi and what's the name may had a kid, but yeah, you basically, it's all about the victim, so you never really miss too much. And so yeah, that's
Exactly.
why I dove back in. When they sent me the screeners, I said, okay, you know, I haven't really watched Organized Crime. I watched it when it first aired. I was like, what's Stabler doing? But it really wasn't.
Yeah, that but it that still draws you in. What are you
Yeah.
up to?
But yeah, so it was good. I mean, the car
It
crashed
was.
and he went undercover at the truck stop, and then the girl died. Now she's kind of like haunting him. I was
Yeah, I was like,
like, okay,
oh snap, they killed him. I was like, oh
I'm gonna watch
snap. But even how that unalived himself, that guy, that was really gritty too, how they showed it. I was like,
this. Yeah.
oh snap. And
That
shout
was
out to
crazy. He's like,
that was
I'm not going to
crazy.
jail.
He said, absolutely not. He's like, I will be taking the easy way out. Thank you very, very much.
Goodbye. And his brothers were not even sad.
At all, they was like, it was all him. I was like, dad, y'all grimy. Ooh.
Grimy. Oh, speaking of documentaries, really quick, when you said Netflix, I'll never forget, because we were all watching it, because that's when the pandemic hit, is Tiger King. I'm like, I love it.
Oh.
Like, who knew that these zookeepers was out here trying to kill each other?
Can we just say COVID was great times for me, you know? Being able to work from home. Yeah, I was eating right. I was cooking all the time.
Oh,
God,
my
I
whole
miss
family
it.
got
It smelled good
sick.
outside too, y'all. Y'all, the whole earth had a reset. They was happy that we was inside.
Right? We all got big in my house because we just did nothing but eat. But we went on walks, which was crazy as hell. We did so many hikes, but we were still big because all we did was eat.
Everything y'all
Y'all
burnt off, y'all
lost
ate
the
again.
weight, not me. My husband and my daughter lost the weight. Me, no, still here. I'm like 5 years later.
Of course not with us. Of course not.
Of course.
I tried being vegan, so I
She
threw
tried.
everything in.
Oh, but Grey's Anatomy, let's real quick before we run out of time here. I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, Owen and Teddy made up.
Okay,
Lucas
see,
is
yeah, I forgot, y'all. Okay, I
yeah.
do.
Lucas impressed Debbie Allen, so he gets to stay with his class. But he tried to tell like Simone, and he was all happy. He was like, oh, we could do our residency in New York, and we could do this and that is going
What
off.
was her secret? What did she have to tell him? Because she
She
was looking
wanted to, she
like,
was gonna ask him to move in, but then he started going off on this tangent, like planning out their future. Then
oh,
she pulled
okay.
back. So I'm like, that kind
Here
of
come the
scared her.
problems.
Here comes the problems. But if you just talk like normal people, but then it wouldn't be drama. But it'd just be like, yo, you're moving
True.
too fast. I just got out of this engagement. I'm really not trying to plan for a future, but I love you, but I'm not trying to get married or anything. That's all you had to fucking say.
That's it. That's
That's
it.
it. Like, let's just take
Bye.
it day by day.
And I don't know. It just and also I just feel like their problems low key just kind of came out of nowhere. It wasn't like a build up to it. Now it kind of feels like they're trying to say like, you know, drop little droplets here and there. But I don't know. It just feels like, okay, now we need to throw problems at them. It doesn't feel organic in a sense. It kind of feels like
It
rushed.
doesn't. It's just drama for the sake of drama. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Because
Maybe
they're
that's what
happy.
it
They're in
is.
a good place. There should be no problems. That I said, I don't know if I said it in a review or I said it on this channel, but I knew they were going to do Ndugu and Millen, and they're making both of them feel like they have a little feelings are developing there, and I'm like, that's out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's another thing that's out of nowhere. I think they're trying to figure out who to put together
Kim
and
testing.
like what to see. I'm sorry, you already know. Like I'm like Teddy and Cass, that's your couple. Lucas and Simone, that's your other couple. As of right now, to be honest, I really don't see any couple with chemistry on Grey's like that. I just really, really don't. So
Melon's
I don't
great.
know.
Melon and Blue, they tried, they ended it. It's like soaps. They're just chem testing this cast. I'm like, Blue and Melon look good together. Like when they were sitting next to each other, I was like, oh, that's cute. But I don't know. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, why do they like each other? For what? Like,
Just
for what?
wasn't.
I need,
Oh,
what,
go
who?
ahead. No,
I was
go
going to say,
ahead.
just please give Owen a person of color because that's what he shines. He shines with women of color. Just give him a permanent
Please.
player or somebody.
He needs some flavor in his life. Oh
Yeah.
God. Oh, poor Owen, because he just do not be hitting it with anybody else. Oh my
Look
goodness, and
at
what
this.
about ghosts?
Is this what Trevor was a dad? Yes, yes,
Yes.
yes. I'm gonna have to go through this. I'm like, wait, did I spoil it? But okay, yes, that came out of nowhere, but they're out of nowhere is
Came out of
goofy
nowhere
and
too.
funny.
And yes, at least like they, like you said, at least I don't know, you laugh. Like I
Yeah.
was laughing. But the show is just funny.
The
Like the
show.
way that they write it is just so funny. I'm just so happy that I just happenstance and just found the
I
show out
love
of the freaking blue. It's
me
so
too.
good.
I'll never forget. I was just one day on Paramount Plus and they had recommended it to me. And I was like, I just need something to watch, whatever. Let me just watch Ghosts. And I binged like the first three seasons. I was like, this shit is hilarious. It fills my new girl heart, void in my heart because I miss New Girl so much. It's
Oh,
that
whoa,
type of comedy.
whoa,
I love New Girl. New Girl, I put so many people on New Girl. My sister on New Girl. Like, we send New Girl just still to each other. I love that show. So that's what this is reminds me of, is their style of telling their stories. And Ghosts, if y'all not watching Ghosts, I don't, like, it's
I
so
don't know what to tell you.
funny. It breaks up all this drama. And I mean, it's different from Abbott, but it's as funny as Abbott. They're two different stories, but Ghost is
Another
hilarious.
show.
Yeah, but I have to talk real quick with Ghost. What was the other story? Oh, Pete, trying to figure out if his girlfriend really killed her husband.
Yes, and she
That
didn't. Then they're gonna
was funny.
send the old lady to
Yes,
jail.
send the old lady
Lord.
to jail. But that was funny. But Abbott was the season finale.
Oh.
They went to the Please Touch Museum. It
It was so cute, though. It was so
was
funny.
cute.
The kids just work, and the way that they have the kids act, I don't know. It's just like they act like real kids. So you can
Yeah.
obviously tell, like, they have some real teacher feedback. I feel like Quinta really talked to her mother about her being a teacher and what it is. I'm a former teacher, yeah, and a lot of the things that they do, I'll be like, yeah, them kids
So
do
that's
be
what I'm
doing
trying to figure
some
out.
stuff.
Are these ch child actors? Are these actual students that they just was like, can you
I
read these
think
lines?
there a lot of them. I think some are child actors, and some
Okay.
they find like on social media, like
Okay.
Jabria. You know what I'm saying? She
Yeah.
was on a couple episodes. The one who acted like Cheryl Lee Ralph's character, I feel like she's been on social media too. So I feel like it just depends. I'm so happy that Ocean and Ava made it official. They said long term, they are together. They are in it to win it, and I also feel like. Gregory and Janine, I feel like I see wedding bells in the future because I don't feel like Quinta's gonna have this show go on just to go on. I feel
Yeah.
like when she feels that it's time to end it, she will. And I could see ending like fifth or sixth season, if I'm being honest. I feel like it quite possibly could be a wedding in the future. If not next season, then definitely the season
I
after.
think six seasons is enough. Like when you do, like you said, you drag it on and then it just becomes a chore to watch. Kind of like Grey's Anatomy feels like a chore. Like I just have to watch it because I've been watching it for so long. But I'm not really that interested in any of the things that they have going on. So yeah, and I feel like they could end it, a series finale could definitely be the wedding of Gregory and Janine. And we don't have to do a major breakup and a back together. Just let them be
No, we
happy.
don't. Just let them be. You
And
know,
we
and
haven't
like,
seen much of them, actually. They got together and we have not seen much of them being together. Like, not a kiss, not a handshake.
I feel like that is very intentional so we don't get
It
sick of them. So like
is.
it's just like, you know what, they drop a little tidbits here, a little tidbits there, and then every time they do, we're like, woo, look at our couple, y'all. And now they gave us Ava and Ocean, so now it's like, yes, another couple, yay. And also it's always like a slow build up, so it's like you're yearning for them to get together, so then when they finally get together you're excited. They don't show them all the time, so then when they do show them you're excited.
Yeah, that's so true.
I can't get over the karaoke night and him walking in to Always On Time. That was a chef kiss to like everything. A chef kiss to the millennials, a chef kiss to the song, to the walk-in, to the everything. That was I just like that you dream about as a woman. Like that's what you want.
Right, I know. I love them. I love that show so much. And they are doing another crossover with Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but on their show.
Oh, I may have to
And
watch that.
yeah, they're going to redo the same episode, but it's going to be told from the perspective of the Always Sunny cast with some new
That's
scenes added
dope.
in. That's so dope. I just saw a post where they were talking about how maybe they're open to a crossover with the Pitt, and I was like, I don't know how that's going to work because the Pitt's
Oh.
in Philly. I'm like, that
Oh.
are two different shows.
I'm
Like,
like,
I
yeah.
think the
And
Pitt is
also,
a
it's in
little bit too
Pittsburgh,
real for
so.
Abbott.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh. Well, I know that they film right next door to each other, but
They
I'm
film right
like, the
next door.
Pitt is located in Pittsburgh, and Philly and Pittsburgh are not that close together from my memory. So, I mean, they could always make it a field trip and the kids are going to a farm, but like you said, the Pitt is very more, it's much more gritty.
It's so gritty, so I don't understand like how it would work. One show would have to be funny or one show would have to be serious. So I mean, I don't know. Whatever. If they make it work, they make it work.
Maybe a
So
cameo appearance.
cameo, something like a doctor just have like, I don't know, if Noah Wiley's picking up his nephew or something, he's visiting or something. I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember if Philly and Pittsburgh are close.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to Philly a bunch of times, but I've never been to Pittsburgh. So
Yeah, I was like, I don't go to Pittsburgh. So
yeah, I don't
I
go to
just heard
Pittsburgh.
it's
There's
far.
nothing in Pittsburgh for me. But before we go, I know this is a TVK, but like I said, we cover movies, daytime TV, primetime TV, everything. You guys have to go see Sinners. You have to go see Sinners. Our review is
Yeah.
cave.com. Robbie did that review, but
Shout
I
out to
love
Robbie.
Sinners. Shout out to Robbie. I love to Sinners. Love Sinners.
All I'm gonna say is Annie and smoke.
Yes. So that is all the
That's
time we have
it.
for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, we're out of here.
Bye.
Bye.